The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
The ultimate goal of every team in Class 2A at the beginning of the season is to reach Bramblage Coliseum in the state tournament. Tonight, we open up the state tournament, although being at Blue Rapids High School. The Valley Heights Mustangs play host to the Wabunsee Chargers with the right to go to Bramblage Coliseum in the semifinals and the final four of Class 2A coming up this weekend. Welcome to the broadcast alongside Kirk Hillman taking care of us back at the studios. I am Johnny Kane, and well, tonight's matchup, the Valley Heights Mustangs 20-1 overall, the number two seed officially here in this 2A girls state tournament. Wabunsee 9-14 here on this season. Looking at the matchup, we'll start with the Mustangs and our 60-year head coach, Jordan Brockstrom. Only one loss this year. That came in the Twin Valley League tournament to Frankfort. Other than that, the Mustangs ran the table in the league schedule with 10-0. They have won 14 consecutive games, and of those 14 wins, 9 of them have come by at least 20 points. After going to state last year where they reached the Final Four before the tournament was canceled, the Mustangs also reached the championship game in 2018 and also in 2014. So they're looking to get back to Manhattan and Bramblage Coliseum in the semifinals coming up here on Friday night. The Mustangs defeated Riverside in the sub-state championship on Saturday, 63-41. Emma Turber had 16 points. Emma Youngerberg added 11. So the Mustangs riding hot coming into this opening round game of Class 2A state basketball. For the Wabunsee Chargers, second-year head coach Trevor Keller, they are 9-14 overall, but don't let that record fool you. This schedule for Wabunsee this year, absolutely loaded. You look at the likes of Royal Valley, Frankfort, only lost by 2 to the Wildcats. Also, Silver Lake, Rossville, a loaded schedule for Wabunsee this year, and it showed in sub-state because they pulled off an upset over Northern Heights, 47-33, and coming off a 54-49 overtime victory over Jeff County North on Saturday in the sub-state championship. Wabunsee went 20-4 a year ago and lost in the quarterfinals of state, so they're back in state for the second consecutive year, but they lost 6 of those 8 to graduation. It's a young backcourt for Wabunsee. The experience comes on the inside. They've got a couple of really good post players, including Lauren Shooter, who averages 14 points and 9 rebounds a game. Madison Wurzberger there as well. She's 6-foot senior, averages 10 points, 8 rebounds tonight. So that is who Wabunsee really keys on this season and through their offense that rolls through the post players. So it's shaping up to be what should be a fun one here tonight in Blue Rapids. But with that, we are going to take our pregame timeout. We'll come back. We'll hear from the head coach of the Valley Heights Mustangs, Jordan Brockstrom, as our pregame show continues here on 92.1 KNZA.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Welcome back inside our Boomer Steakhouse pregame show as we're getting set for Class 2A state basketball here on 92.1 KMZA. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now, Jordan Brockstrom, head coach of the Valley Heights girls. And well, coach, you're back at state, obviously a little bit different this year as you're going to host your opening round game here against Wabunsee coming up here tonight. But just let's go back to first the sub-state championship game on Saturday and the sub-state as a whole. Your girls just rolled throughout that sub-state, beat Riverside on Saturday 63-41. It just seemed like your girls, and I think you'll say this too, they were just seemed like they had a different switch and they were ready to go.
Yeah, I would agree. They've really elevated their play in postseason, and there's kind of an extra intensity to them that as a coach you love to see. It just feels like they're hungry and it feels like they want more, and you know, they were kind of clicking. You want that as a coach. You want to be playing your best ball in March, and it kind of seems like we're there, and hopefully we can kind of continue to roll with that momentum and see where things go.
And I know a few times this year we've talked about, you know, defensively you've had some trouble with fouling and things like that, but it seemed like it was your defense that really key things last week in sub-state. Do you feel like your defense is really at a pretty good spot right now after sub-state?
I think so. I'd like to believe that it is. You know, we do coach them up to be pretty physical and pretty aggressive. And a lot of that is with intentions of knowing that We're going to need to be able to play that way and be able to play through basketball like that in postseason. I think that, you know, in my early years, I noticed that, you know, refs tend to let the players play a little bit in postseason, and that seems to be the case at least. So if you can be the physical team that can handle that pressure and also be the ones to apply it, I think that does give you a competitive advantage. And, well, we might have get into foul trouble quite a bit throughout the season and have some issues there. We do kind of clean things up toward the end of the year. And I think it's benefited us in years past, and it's kind of how we're seeing it play out this year as well.
And your girls are no stranger to the state tournament. I mean, you were there last year, made it to the Final Four before it was canceled. You're there in 18 in the championship game, 14 as well in the championship game. But just going back to last year, with things being ended so abruptly, how important was it for your girls to not only run the table here and go 20-1 in the year, but also just to make it back to state and hopefully now to Bramlage back again here coming up this weekend?
I think more than anything, it's great for them. They're obviously devastated after last year, and they didn't agree with it, and I didn't either, and everybody was ticked off. And they really came in, and then question marks about how the season would go. Will we get a season? How many games can we play? And in general, things have ran pretty smoothly through this year, but I think those factors led to a pretty motivated group. They're very hungry. They want to win. They're competitors. They're, you know, naturally competitors, but I think how things went last year and question marks at the start of this year really, really motivated them and has pushed their play to an extra competitive level. And we're seeing some of that now, and they're excited. They're excited about the opportunity again. I think they want to try to finish things the right way this year.
You know, you got a tough opening round matchup. I know people look at that and say, well, Waubunsee tonight is 9-14. Obviously, that's a pretty good draw. But when you look at Waubunsee's schedule, it is absolutely loaded top to bottom with teams like Silver Lake. They've played Royal Valley. They've played Frankfort. So, you know, they're definitely battle tested. It's kind of a tough opening round draw here, isn't it, with the Chargers, the way you look at it?
Yeah, I think Waubunsee's a really a good team. I think their record is not indicative of what they're able to do. They've got some capable guards that are young, but I think this year they've really grown. They've got two older posts, a junior and a senior, that are a really dominant posts inside. They've got good size. They're athletic. They can run the floor well. They are two area rebound leaders. I mean, they're playmakers, and so they do have some nice pieces. And it's definitely going to be a really tough test. Again, Waubunsee's had a lot of success on the girls' side of things lately. They're a wonderful program in volleyball and basketball, and so they have a winning culture, and they're going to be hungry in this game as well.
Their team picked up a big upset win over Northern Heights there in the semifinals of their sub-state, but now you look ahead here to this matchup tonight, Coach. Is it more tonight more of one of those things where your girls worry about themselves and continue to play what they've been doing here in the last couple of weeks more than worrying about Waubunsee?
Yeah, I think understanding the threats that Waubunsee poses to us is important, but also just like you said, playing within ourselves and playing to a level of intensity that we've been able to sustain throughout the second half of the season is going to be important for us. You know, not let the moment become too big for us. Play within ourselves and take care of business and take care of our jobs and just, you know, be excited and enjoy the moment. I think that's going to be important for this group.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight. Thank you for taking the time. We really appreciate it, and hopefully we'll be talking to you here later on this week.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, that's Jordan Brockstrom, head coach of the Valley Heights Girls, joining us on our Boomer Steakhouse pregame show. We'll take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll take a look at starters and then get the ball game underway as Valley Heights takes on Waubunsee Class 2A State Tournament here on 92.1 KMZA.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer's Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
Set, three-pointer, bang! Oh, are you serious?
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
Welcome back here to Valley Heights High School as we're getting set for Class 2A State Basketball. Here on 92.1 KMZA, Valley Heights plays host to Waubunsee. I thought we were going to get the starting lineups, but they may be doing the national anthem here first. They're going through the quick announcements before they announce whether we are under the national anthem first, but everybody's lined up like we are going to do the national anthem first. So with that, we will step aside for that anthem. We'll come back, we'll look at starters, and then get the ball game underway when we come back here on 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Did someone send you a check and ask you to send them money back? Maybe you won a prize and you're told to send back taxes and fees. Wait, you sold an item online and the buyer wants to overpay what you were asking. Be cautious. In each of those cases, you get a check and then they ask you to send money back. It's a scam. United Bank and Trust is here to help protect our community from fraud and scams such as these. If you are ever questioning a situation, please call the bank. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Add a Larson storm door to your home and you'll have new options for making your home more comfortable. And you can find Larson storm doors at Suthern Building Supply in Seneca. The Larson storm door improves energy efficiency of the entryway by up to 80%, reduces maintenance needs, and helps the entry door perform better. Larson storm doors are available in styles and ventilating options to make your home more comfortable and protect your entry door with an additional layer of security. Find out more about Larson storm doors at Suthern Building Supply in Seneca.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back here to Valley Heights High School as we're getting set for Class 2A State Basketball. You're on 92.1 KMZA, and well, unlike last night, they are going to do full introductions of both teams as they normally would at the state tournament. So it'll be elongated pregame and elongated announcements here before we get underway. We were supposed to get started at 6, a couple minutes after right now, but they're doing full introductions of both teams while Muncie being introduced right now. Muncie in their road blue uniforms, white numerals trimmed in red, while Muncie above the numbers on the chest. Valley Heights in their home white, purple numerals trimmed in black, Mustangs above the numbers on a chest. So with that, we'll go ahead and get to the starting lineup for the Wabunsee Chargers as they're being introduced right now. Under second-year head coach Trevor Keller, 5-foot freshman Taryn Makey, 5'2 freshman Carly Metzke, 5'5 junior Kara Hampenstein, 6-foot senior Madison Wartsberger, and 6'1" junior Lauren Shooter. Again for the Chargers, Makey, Metzke, Hampenstein, Wartsberger, and Shooter, the starting five for Wabunsee. So now Valley Heights girls will be introduced, their entire roster and starters. While they introduce the reserves, I want to remind you, over on 103.9 KNZA, we have more state basketball coverage. Class 3A boys action, Royal Valley on the road at Rock Creek. That should be a really, really fun high school basketball game. Rock Creek features one of the best players in the entire state, Austin Zinger, who averages about 30 points a night, taking on Royal Valley's Knoxville Wasik, who is averaging about 20 points a night and is receiving a ton of Division I high school basketball looks from college. So now let's get to the starting lineup for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Under 6-year head coach Jordan Broxman, a 5'6 junior Kat Turber, 5'8 freshman Delana Murr, 5'9 junior Maddie Vermetten, 5'9 senior Emma Turber, and 6'1 junior Emma Youngerberg. So again, for the Mustangs, Kat, Vermetten, Merck, Emma, and Youngerberg, the starting five for Valley Heights here tonight. The The Mustangs will go from right to left here in this first half, while Muncie will go from left to right. It's a packed gym here in Blue Rapids. Definitely much smaller than Bramblage Coliseum, where the winner of this game will go on Friday night. So that's one thing we do know, is that it will be Friday night for the semifinals. It'll either be at 3 or 7 o'clock in the two semifinals. So they have a big break this year with all the things they got to do with COVID and cleaning the gym. So that is what things look like coming up on Friday. But tonight we are set to go. While Muncie in their rose blue uniforms will have the basketball first, Valley Heights in their home white. Everybody on their feet. 8 minutes are on the clock. It's the Class 2A Girls State Tournament, and we are underway. Aaron Makey will control it out on top for the Chargers, guarded tightly by Kat Turbo. Now Messicky left of the head of the circle, dribbled it up on top, gives it off towards Berger. Back left side to Messicky. One dribble near between the rings, half inside. And left side of the floor to Messicky again. They're trying to get it inside to Shooter, but good job by Maddie Vermenten to seal her off. Fight inside. Now they get it to Shooter. She'll spin, have the ball thrown away and stolen away. Maddie Vermenten will bring it the opposite direction for the Mustangs. Here's Merck out on the left wing. Between the rings, here's Kat Turber, while Muncie starts in a 2-1-2. Emma Youngerberg out to Merck. A left wing three. Yes! Delana Merck from downtown. Valley Heights with a 3-0 start. 45 seconds in and out, showing full court pressure. And now another steal. Ball knocked free and actually taken back now by Shooter. She'll bring it all the way the other way. Left lane line. Drives high up off the window and she banks it home. A good job by Shooter to collect the basketball and bring it the other way. 3-2 Valley Heights a minute in. Maddie Remet in the left corner. Down low to Yemi Youngerberg. Backs down. Goes up and under and banks it home off the window. 5-2 Valley Heights as Emma Youngerberg has her first basket of the evening. Akey in the backcourt has the ball tipped free. It's loose. Merck's got it. She'll lay it up and in. A lot of pressure here in the early on, and now they're going to foul on Maddie Vermenten as she was a little bit late. So that'll be the opening foul of the ball game. 7-2 Valley Heights, 6:35 to go in the opening quarter. Mustangs putting a lot of pressure on Muncie in the backcourt. Two freshmen and a junior in the backcourt for Muncie, and it will be the junior, Kara Affenstein, who will dribble it across the timeline for the Chargers. Shooter up on top, guarded by Vermenten, passed down low, was knocked free by Youngerberg and taken by the Mustang. Third turnover for Muncie. Kat Turber, wide open right corner, three is no good. Rebound is going to be tapped out of bounds by Wurzberger, and it'll stay with Valley Heights. Maddie Vermenten will trigger it in from the baseline, 6:14 to go in the opening quarter. It's in an Emma Turber, a 10-foot jumper high off the window is way too strong, and the rebound will go to Wabunsey. Appenstein will bring it across the timeline, dribble out to the left wing. Picks up the dribble, feeds it up on top, the Shooter. Right side of the floor, here's Makey. Now down low, ball stolen away by Youngerberg. They four turnover for Wabunsey. We're not even 2.5 minutes into this game. Emma Turber on the right block, goes up, gets blocked away, but it's into the hands of Vermenten. Now Merck, thought about a three, back in the left corner to Vermenten. Now Merck, she's already at 1-3 tonight, kicked it right side to Kat, down low to Emma Turber, backs down, gets it to Youngerberg, dribbles left lane line, flicks up a shot that's no good, but a foul, and two free throws coming from Emma Youngerberg. That'll be whistled upon Wurzberger, that will be her first, and we'll send Emma Youngerberg to the free throw line. And the average is 12.5 points a game. Only 55% from the line, but knocks down the first. Emma has gotten so much better this year. Much more mobile on the inside, and she misses the second. The ball tips around, and Emma Turber is going to yank it away, but they're going to be call a jump ball. The possession arrow will keep it with Valley Heights. And right away, we'll see Maggie Turber check into the game, a 5'8 freshman to replace Kat. 5:31 to go in the first, 8-2 Valley Heights. Maggie thought about a three in the corner, dribbles inside, kicks it up on top. Emma, she'll try a triple. It's off the back rim. Rebound, 5-4. Merck's got it. She'll flick it off the window and then. Seven quick ones for Delana Merck. And Coach Keller is going to take a timeout. He's seen enough. 5:19 to go in the opening quarter. It's 10-2 Valley Heights here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, 5:19 to go, opening quarter. It's 10-2. Valley Heights leading Wabunsee. The Chargers with the basketball. Shooter will dribble across the timeline. Now picks up her dribble. She's in trouble. Still in trouble. Finally tries to kick it off to Happenstein, who's got it on the right wing. She'll get to the elbow. Kick it out to the right wing to Mackey. Inside. To Shooter, nearly traveled, and she flicks up a shot, and she did travel. Fifth turnover for Wabunsee. It's the pressure of Valley Heights just too much here in the early going. 5 minutes to go in the first. The Mustangs with the basketball, leading by eight. Emmy Youngerbird on the left block, dribbles, tries to kick a ball out. It's going to be knocked free, loose, and stolen away by Wabunsee. That's the first turnover for the Mustangs. Appenstein out on the center circle. Dribbles with the right hand, gets the screen out on top. Now picks up a dribble in trouble. The ball is knocked free. Merck's got it. Now it's actually into the hands of Wurzberger, who will rip it away. Shooter at the foul line. Faces up. Dribbles left lane line. Gets bumped and fouled. And that'll be Maddie Vermetten's second. So she's going to have to check out of this game. Maddie will come out. Kat Turber back in. It'll be Appenstein and Trigger in from the baseline along the left side. Appenstein still looking, finally just has to throw it out on top to Mackey. Freshman kick to the right side of the floor to Appenstein. Shooter calling for the basketball. It's fed cross court to Metzke. Now between the rings, Mackey. 4:20 to go in the first, 10-2 Valley Heights. Mackey out on top, picks up the dribble, gives it to Wurzberger into the right wing to Appenstein. Down low, ball stolen away by Youngerberg. Sixth turnover from Wabunsee. Merck in transition. Dribbles all the way to the wing and then just dribbles it off her foot and out of bounds. All Coach Brockstrom can do is just tap his leg and look up to the sky. He knows that that's just a young mistake by the freshman. They're in a big spot. 10-2 lead, though, for Valley Heights. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Wurzberger left to the head of the circle. Kicked into the left corner to Metzke. Cross-court pass, Appenstein, right of the head, down low to Wurzberger. Has the ball knocked free, but it's into the hands of Metzke, and she travels. Seventh turnover for Wabunsee. They just cannot get a shot off here in this first quarter with 3:47 to go. Here's Kat running the point for the Mustang. To the right corner to Maggie. Now back to Kat, inside to Emma Turber. Backs down the block, throws up a shot that's short, and the rebound yanked away by a shooter. There's Appenstein across the front court. All the way to the wing, now into the corner, but the ball knocked out of bounds by Maggie Turber. She's a player that's getting a ton of confidence as this season has rolled along. She's another one of the freshmen for the Mustangs. And now into the right corner. Here's Metzke. She picks up her dribble in trouble. Ball stolen away by Kat. Now a 3-on-1 the other way. Kat drives in, stops, pulls it from 6 feet, banks it in, and one. Kat Turber, her first basket of the night. The lead up to 10 for the Mustangs. And Turber to the free throw line to try to add one. Avenstein picks up her first. Second team foul. Kat 63% from the free throw line. Their free throw here is good. The first 3 points of the night for Kat Turber. It's a 13-2 lead for Valley Heights. 3:17 to go in the first. In the backcourt, ball knocked free. Kat trying to save it in, and she does. Maggie Turber's got it. Now the ball loose, and we're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it to Wabunsee. Great hustle, though, by Kat and Maggie just to force that jump ball. Appenstein now trying to trigger it in, and it's knocked free and stolen away. Youngerberg, again, great athleticism, but knocked that ball away. And the Mustangs with the basketball back. Maggie Turber in the left corner. Thought about a three, now kicks it cross court to Zelena Merck. Inside to Emma Turber. Middle of the lane, Maggie, a jumper up and good. Two for Maggie Turber, and Coach Keller is going to take another timeout. Is this one starting to get out of hand early? 2:53 to go in the opening quarter. It's all Mustangs, 15-2. Valley Heights leads when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com, Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Two minutes and 53 seconds to go in the opening quarter of this 2A girls state basketball contest. It's been all Valley Heights here so far, leading 15-2, forcing 8 Wabunsee turnovers so far in this game. Orange Shooter, the post player. One of the only veterans for Wabunsee, controls the basketball out on top. Now right at the head of the circle, Wurzberger with the basketball. Appenstein, players fall to the floor. Shooter gets inside, flicks up a shot, and rattles it home. Shooter's got all four for Wabunsee. It's 15-4, Valley Heights, 2:30 to go in the opening frame. Now a ball nearly knocked into the backcourt. It's going to be taken by Nalena Merck. She'll pick it up, feed it back to Maggie between the rings. Well, Buncey's still in a 2-1-2. Emma Youngerberg on the inside, flicks up a shot, gets hit on the arm and fouled. And she'll head back to the free throw line for two. That's going to go on Shutter. That will be her first. Third team foul on Wabunsee. Youngerberg, one of two from the free throw line so far, and drills the first. Valley Heights now going to bring in 5'5 junior Abigail Steinfurt for replacing Merck. One more free throw for Youngerberg. High arcing shot is in there. Five for Youngerberg, 17-4 Valley Heights, 2:10 to go in the first. Shutter dribbles to the baseline, stops, pulls up with a shot, gets hit on the arm and fouled. Youngerberg can't believe it, but she's going to pick up foul number one. Adelson Shutter to the free throw line. She averages 14 points, 9 rebounds a game, also throws in 2 assists and 3 blocks a night. First free throw is in and out. Shutter with one more free throw. Right-handed shooter, and she rattled it in. So 5 for Shutter. She has all 5 for Wabunsee, who trails by 12 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Emma Youngerberg rips through the left baseline, throws up a shot high off the window. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose, yanked away by Appenstein, and she'll bring it the other way for Wabunsee. Appenstein across the timeline, dribbles to the left wing, now spins at the top. It gets bumped and fouled by Steinfurt. It will pick up her first personal in the fourth team foul. 1:46 to go in the first, 17-5, Valley Heights. Appenstein kicks it into the backcourt towards Berger. She'll dribble it across half court and kick it back right side to Appenstein. Appenstein still with the basketball between the rings. Now she picks up her dribble in trouble. Just has to kick it out to the left wing to Wurzberger. Back inside, Appenstein. Her shot is partially blocked by Youngerberg. Shutter's there. She'll clean it up and in and one. 7 for Lauren Shutter. All 7 for Wabunsee. She'll head to the line to try to pull the Chargers back to within single digits with under 90 seconds to go in the first. Shutter free throw on the way is no good as she had a lane violation, but they're going to call a lane violation before that. So wipe off the free throw. As Delana Merck comes back into the game to replace Youngerberg, under 90 seconds to go in the first. It's 17-7. Valley Heights, and now Wabunsee going to try to press Valley Heights, who breaks the pressure easily without any problems whatsoever. Cat Turber right at the end of the circle. Dribbles with her right hand, working against the zone of Wabunsee. Cat into the right corner to Maggie. She'll pull for a three and bury it. No hesitation by the freshman. She's got 5, and the lead back to 13. for the Mustangs. We approach 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Affenstein nearly lost the basketball. Now just has to kick it up on top to Wurzberger. Left side flick to Mackey. Now between the rings again, Affenstein. Shutter calling for the basketball. She's got it in the middle lane. Kicks it left side to Mackey. She'll try a three. It's in and out and back in. Friendly roll for Taryn Mackey. The freshman hits the three. Brings it back to a 10-point lead for Valley Heights as we're under 45 ticks to go in the first. Cats to Maggie. She'll drive in. Feet to the baseline to Emma Turber. She'll stop, put it up. It's no good, but another foul on Shutter. That will be her second. So Shutter picks up her second foul, and it comes with 34.9 to go in quarter number one. Emma Turber to the free throw line. Her first one rattles in. One more for Turber, who is just 38%. From the free throw line on the season. Much better shooter than that. And obviously the numbers are, so she misses the second. 30 seconds to go in the first, 21-10, Valley Heights. Affenstein in trouble on the right wing, dribbles into the corner, gets double teamed. Takes it cross court to Mackey. Now up on top to Mesky. She'll flick it off to Affenstein between the ring. 14 seconds to go. Muncy can take the final shot if they want. Affenstein picks up her dribble, gets the Wurzberger out on top. 7 seconds. Inside. Layup. Up and no good. Miss a bunny is Affenstein. Then she gets the own rebound and goes back up and gets fouled. That's got Coach Broxman irate on the bench. Steinford picks up her second. This sends Affenstein to the free throw line. She averages 3 points, 5 rebounds. 6 assists a game, but she misses the first one strong. First time Madison Habenstein, a 5'8 junior, into the game. One more for Habenstein with 3 seconds to go, and she drills it. Emma Turber will just stop, hold on to it, and that's it. So one quarter in the books. Valley Heights got off to a great start and still lead by 10 after quarter number one. 21-11 our score. Valley Heights leads by 10. We'll come back with the second quarter on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers Cooperative has been serving producers for over 117 years. Farmers Cooperative is constantly looking for ways to help their producers become more successful. Allow them to serve you with their quality people, products, and services. Farmers Cooperative would like to take this opportunity to say thank you for your business. And they're here to serve you with agronomy, feed, grain, lubricants, tires, and energy.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
With winter behind us, the next thing on your agenda will be planting. To prevent downtime, you can rely on Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer. With 6 locations between Kansas and Nebraska, we give you access to fully trained technicians, always ready to check your equipment and get you ready for the busy upcoming months. Bring in your machinery now and take advantage of our inspection programs. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Start of the second quarter, right away, Delana Merck gets her second triple for Valley Heights, and now a steal. Merck inside, stops, goes up and under, gets her shot thrown away by Shutter, and out of bounds, but it'll stay with Valley Heights. So while Buncey has turned the basketball over 9 times, here so far tonight, and trails 24-11. Emma Turber on the right elbow, stops, pulls it from 10 feet. Her shot's too strong on the rebound to Wurzberger. So the Chargers with the basketball down by 13, 7:19 to go in the half. Inside Shutter on the left block. And they go reaching in. They're going to get a foul on Kat Turber. That will be just her first. But it will be the 17th foul, so we'll send Shutter to the free throw line for a 1-1. And I think they're going to make Shutter come out of the game. She's got blood on her arm. I think they got to find a replacement free throw shooter as well. and they'll have to bring in Kalen Conrad, a 5'4 junior that hasn't even played yet tonight. And they ask Coach Keller if he wants to use a timeout to try to save and let Shutter go to the free throw line, but he says, no, I've already used two of them here in the first half. So Conrad to the line for a 1-1 left-handed shooter, and she calmly knocks down the first. Cold feet, everything come in, and Conrad calmly knocks down the free throw to earn the bonus. She'll shoot one more. Conrad second on play, and she got them both. Right off the bench, Conrad drills two free throws. Pulls off Buncey back to within 11. 7:10 to go in the half. Ball down low. Maddie Vermetten has a ball knocked free. It's into the hands of Merck in left corner now. Ball loose. Here's Kat Turber. She'll stop out on top. Kick left side to Merck. Inside to Emma Turber. She'll spin, shoot over her left shoulder, and rattle it home. Three for Emma Turber. It's 26-13 Valley Heights. 6:45 to go in the half. They got Shutter's taped up, and she's ready to come back into the game. She's at the scorer's table. Driving inside is Meske. She'll have a shot off the window. It's no good. Emma Turber now brings it the other way. A 4-on-3. Emma Turber to the right wing. Stops, feeds it between the rings to Merck. Now here's Maggie Turber left of the head of the circle. Merck right wing. Stops, feeds it down low to Emma Turber. She'll dribble once. Go up through contact. Left it short. Fight for the rebound. It's yanked away by Wurzberger, who will flick it off to Happenstein. Happenstein up ahead. Ball knocked out of bounds by Kat Turber. It'll stay with Walbunsey at the baseline. Shutter right back into the game for Conrad. 6:14 to go in the half. 26-13 Valley Heights. Walbunsey looking to trigger it in from the baseline against the man-to-man of Valley Heights. Shutter up on top. Crosses through. Gets all the way in the middle lane. 10-foot jumper is good. 9 for Shutter. She knew right at Vermetten, who has 2 fouls. Cannot afford to pick up her third. So while Buncey hanging around, down 11. Emma Turber on the left, on the right block. Tries to feed a pass inside. Maddie Vermetten's got it. Now she has it stolen away by Wurzberger. Back the other way. Here comes while Buncey. That's turnover number 4 for Valley Heights. And now another reach-in foul. Going to be called on Kat. That will quickly be her second. So now Maddie Vermetten, Steinfurt, and Kat Turber, each with 2 fouls. Now that'll send Kara Happenstein back to the free throw line for a 1-1, or she's 1-for-2 here in the first half. Free throw is in and out. Rebound will go to Emma Turber, and she'll kick it off to Maggie, who will bring it across the front court. Cat in the right corner to Maggie. She'll step into another 3. It's wide right. Rebound tipped around, and Happenstein's got it for Wabunsee. 5:35 to go in the half. The lead is still 11 for Valley Heights. Wurzberger on the left elbow. Feeds it inside to Shutter. Back out to Makey. They'll pick up her dribble. Feed it to the center circle. To Happenstein. Guarded by Merck. Now Shutter left of the head. Up on top. Happenstein. A right wing 3 is too strong. Another rebound for Emma Turber, and she'll dribble it the other way. Now Maggie into the front court. 5:14 to go over the half. Kat Turber out on top. Feed the left side to Merck. She'll dribble once. Try to feed it inside, but they're going to get a reach-in foul from behind on Wurzberger. That will be her second. The two big post players for Wabunsee now playing with 2 fouls, Wurzberger and Shutter. And that'll bring Emma Youngerberg back into the game for Vermette. 5:07 to go in the half, 26-15 Valley Heights. Kat Turber looking to trigger the basketball in. Flicks it up on top to Merck. Now Turber into the corner. Maggie, a wide open 3, too strong. Rebound to Wurzberger, and she'll get off to Happenstein. Under 5 minutes to go in the half. Valley Heights leads by 11 while Buncey with the basketball operating from left to right in their road blue uniforms. Happenstein picks up the dribble. Feeds it right of the front court to Wurzberger. Now Happenstein inside. Shutter on the block goes up off the window. Left it short. Good contest by Youngerberg, and she'll bring it the other way. And Emma travels. Emma tried to bring it up across the timeline, but she got caught kind of in no man's land trying to get the basketball to Maggie Turber, who was trying to come back to help her. So the Mustangs turn it over for the 5th time, 3rd time already here in the second quarter, but Valley Heights still leads by 11, 4:35 to go in the half. Between the rings, here's Masaki. She'll dribble right side of the floor, hand off to Makey, but they're going to travel. 10th turnover on Wabunsee already here in the first half. 4:28 to go in the half. It's 26-15 Valley Heights. Mustangs with the basketball back. Maggie Turber left to the head of the circle. Into the right corner, Merck. Download it, Emma Turber. She'll give it inside to Youngerberg. She'll spin, shoot, have her shot blocked away by Shutter. Youngerberg gets it back, and then she gets fouled. Who's that on? If that's on Wurzberger, that's her third. This is a big call right now. Coach Keller wanted a jump ball, but they are going to get it on Wurzberger, and that will be her third. Wurzberger with 10 points, 8 rebounds a night, so that'd be a big loss. Coach Keller still, all over the official, did not like that call. Emma Turber on the left wing. She'll try a deep three. It's way too strong, and the rebound will go to Shutter of Wabunsey. Appenstein, look the other way. Scoop shot is blocked away by Emma Turber, and now a foul on Wurzberger again. That is her fourth. So Wurzberger going to be forced now to come out of the game. And that's going to bring Madison Habenstein back into the game. But Wurzberger will take the seat with 4:02 to go in the half. And Youngerberg out, Maddie Vermetten back in. That's the risk you take, leaving girls in the contest. And 1-1 by Emma Turber is no good. Ball tapped around into the hands of Havenstein. This is Kara with a basketball out on top as we're under 4 minutes to go in the half. Valley Heights leads 26-15. Mickey on the left corner, up on top to Meske. She'll dribble all the way to the baseline. Stop flick of a shot with the right hand. It's no good. Ball tipped around into the hands of Mickey, and she'll lay it up and in. Right place, right time. Mickey's got 5. While Buncey back within 9 with 3:30 to go in the half. Merck cross-court pass to Emma Turber. Now Maggie spins, kicks it out the cap between the rings. Left side of the floor, Merck. She'll try an open 3. Got another one. 13 for Delaney Merck. Her third triple up the first half. Valley Heights back up by 12 with 3:15 to go. Out on top, Kara. Left side of the floor to Madison. Now Kara again, right at the head of the circle to Shutter at the foul line. She'll face up. Kick a ball right side of the floor to Makey. Now Makey picks up her dribble. She's in trouble. Hands it off to Kara. She'll dribble to the baseline. Tries to feed a ball underneath. This is Madison with it. She gets double teamed. Flick back on top to Kara. Now Shutter spinning 12-footer off the window is good. Shutter has 11 of the 19 points for Wabunsey. The Chargers trail by 10 with 2:38 to go in the half. An hour reach in and a jump ball as Makey reached in on Cap Turber and forced the possession arrow in favor of Wabunsey. Emma Youngerberg back into the game for Emma Turber. Steinfurt back in for Cap. 2:37 to go, first half, 29-19 Valley Heights. Right side of the head of the circle. Here's Kara Happenstein into the right corner to Makey. Back to the foul line to Madison. Right side, Makey. She'll feed inside a Shutter. She'll get to the middle lane. Spin, shoot, high off the window. It's no good. Good contest by Maddie Vermette without fouling. And here's Maggie Turber the other way for Valley Heights. Merck on the left wing. Wide open. Didn't shoot it. She's at 3 of them already. And here's Steinfurt on the right wing. They are leaving Merck wide open. Maggie Turber to the baseline. Emma Youngerberg goes up, gets hit hard on the arm and fouled. And she'll get back to the free throw line and shoot a pair. That will be number 2 on Kara Happenstein. So now Kara with 2, Wurzberger with 4 and 2 for Shutter. 1:57 to go in the half. Youngerberg first free throw is good. Emma now 4 of 5 from the stripe so far here in the first half. Only 55% on the year. But she misses the second offensive rebound. Maddie Vermette, her follow no good. And now Shutter going to get hit hard and fouled by Emma Youngerberg. So Emma will pick up her second going for that ball. And so she's likely going to come out of the game as Emma Turber is at the scorer's table. So Emma back in for Emma. And it will send Shutter to the free throw line for the final 1-1 for Wabunsey with 1:55 to go. Shutter 1 of 2 from the line here tonight. Her free throw. She's 1 of 3 before that one, but she makes it. She's got 12 points. She'll shoot one more. Second one is good. Got them both. 13 for Shutter. Cat Turber back into the game as well for Maggie. And so the Mustangs of the basketball leading 30-21. 1:50 to go in the first half. Merck inside to Emma. That's Emma Turber with the basketball. Now Steinfurt left to the head of the circle. Kicks in the left corner to Merck. Back inside to Maddie Vermette. She'll dribble the middle lane. Shoot high off the left shoulder. And it's going to be blocked away, but they're going to call a foul on Madison Heavenstein. That will be her first. And it will send Maddie Vermette to the free throw line for the first time tonight. She is 53% on the year from the stripe. First one rattles in. Now one more for Vermette. Maddie averages 7.5 points a game. Missed the second. Valley Heights leads by 10 again with 1:35 to go in the half. Kara Appenstein at the center circle. Picks up her dribble, feed to the left side of the floor to Madison. Now back to Kara, right to the head of the circle. Back to the right corner. Here's Makey. Shutter calling for the basketball. They don't get it to her. Shutter is getting upset on the baseline. She feels like she has good post presence. They missed her a couple times. Here's Madison, left to the head of the circle. Back left side corner to Meske. She'll dribble once, get it down low to Shutter on the left block. Backs down, shoots a shot up. Oh, they're going to call a charge. For Maddie Vermette fell to the floor, and that's going to be number 3 on Lauren Shutter. And Coach Keller might get a T before this first half is over. He has not been happy with his officiating crew here tonight. 1 minute to go in the first half. 31-21 Valley Heights. Inside Maddie Vermette, back out. Here's Emma, back inside Maddie. She spins, has a shot blocked away, saves it, tries to save it back. But the ball is going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Wabunsee. So it'll stay with Valley Heights with 52.3 to go. Maddie Vermette will trigger it in from the baseline. Maddie into the corner to Steinfurt on the left side. She'll dribble once, pick up the dribble, get it out to Kat. Merck wants the basketball. They don't get it to her, and now Kat dribbles it out on top. Steinfurt now back to Kat. Into the corner to Merck. Stops. Nearly traveled. Now Maddie to Emma Turber on the right baseline. Out to Kat. She'll back it back out. Steinfurt now left of the wing. Dribbles around. Now Kat. Back left side to Steinfurt. Into the left corner to Merck. Merck, middle of the lane to Emma Turber. Down low to Maddie Vermette. She'll catch, put it up and in. Nice pass by Emma Turber. 3 for Maddie Vermette, and the lead back to 12 for the Mustangs with 15 seconds to go. Kara Appenstein across the timeline with 10 seconds left. Kara, the free throw line to Madison. Back to Kara. Back left side, Madison. Turns around, 4 seconds. Kara forces up a 3. It's going to be off the right side of the backboard, and that's how the first half comes to a close. 2 quarters in the book. It's Valley Heights, 33. Valley Wabunsee, 21. It's a 12-point lead for the Mustangs here at halftime. Let's take a halftime timeout. We'll come back with a first half stat here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
Wanklin Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts, diesel, gas, and oil products too. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklinoil.com or give them a call. Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wanklin Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
Lucky for you, our internet is faster than a leprechaun. St. Patrick's Day is one of the highlights of March with its lively celebration featuring leprechauns, shamrocks, and all things green. Blue Valley hopes you have fun. Whether there's Irish blood in your veins or just Irish spirit in your heart, you'll feel like doing a jig if you upgrade your internet connection to faster speeds. Improve your experience with streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and more. Find out more at BlueValley.net.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back here to Valley Heights High School. We're at halftime of tonight's Class 2A Girls State Quarterfinal Contest. It's Valley Heights. You're at the break 33. While Buncee, 21. Johnny came back with you. Kirk Kilman and Rand taking care of us back at the studios. Valley Heights jumped out to a big lead early on, led 10-2 early, while Buncee continued to battle, trailed by 10-1, and got it to his single digits a couple times in the second quarter, but Valley Heights able to get a couple of big baskets down the stretch to lead 33-21 here at intermission. Really, the big story for while Buncee has been their two best players are foul trouble. Madison Wurzberger, a 6-foot senior, has 4 fouls here at halftime. Their best player, 6-foot-1 junior Lauren Shutter, who has 13 points here at halftime, she has 3 fouls. So foul trouble definitely a little bit of an issue for Wabunsee here tonight in this state quarterfinal game. Taking a look at the numbers, we'll start with Valley Heights. 5 turnovers. They've hit 4 threes tonight, 3 of them from freshman Delana Merck, 7 of 11 shooting from the free throw line as well. Merck leading the way with 13, 6 for Emma Youngerberg, 5 for Maggie Turber, 3 apiece for Kat Turber, Maddie Vermetten, and Emma Turber. Well, Buncee, meanwhile, they have turned the basketball over 10 times. They have not hit a 3 tonight. They have shot 9 free throws, and they have made 6 of them. 11 scoring by Shutter, who has 13, and 5 for Taryn Makey, 2 for Kaylin Conrad, and 1 for Gary Appleton. I take that back. I said, well, Buncee did not hit a 3-pointer. They did hit 1. Makey made that 1 3-pointer in the first quarter. So we got our halftime score. Valley Heights 33, while Buncee 21. We'll take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll take a look at some scores of other games around the area. Also some state quarterfinal game scores from last night. When we come back, you're on 92.1 KMZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
March is National Social Work Month. Every day, the nation's 680,000 social workers have tenacity and talent. They confront some of the most challenging issues facing individuals, families, and communities. They create solutions that help people reach their full potential and make our community a better place to live. We would like to acknowledge Krista Stahlbaumer for her caring and support of our community and our patients at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your projects. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds, Behind every project is a true value.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Come to Durland Auto Parts in Seneca, Kansas. We're Carquest and the parts house made for you. Helpful service with a smile. We go the extra mile. Our counter people are the best at what they do. Commercial trucks and big rigs, cars, trucks and tractors, all hydraulics and the parts you're looking for. Durland Auto Parts, your Carquest store.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back here to Valley Heights High School. As again, we're at halftime with tonight's Class 2A Girls State Quarterfinal Contest between Valley Heights and Wabunsee. The Mustangs up 33-21 as we get set to start the third quarter. A couple quick score updates for you while we have the chance. Here in the TVL, Clifton Clyde boys trail Little River 31-24. Hanover boys all over St. John Tipton 32-14 at half. Also, the Royal Valley boys trail Rock Creek 32-24. You can hear that game over on FM 103.9 KNZA. Jonathan West girls are into the semifinals of the 1A Division 1 state tournament after they won last night over Little River 57-44. Wetmore girls saw their season come to an end with a 52-40 loss to Beloit St. John Tipton. Samantha girls into the 3A semifinals after a 47-28 win over Silver Lake. Holton boys fell to Bishop Miege last night, 78-37. And the Valley Falls boys fell to Wabunsee, 64-40. Back here, third quarter underway. Valley Heights leading Wabunsee, 33-21. Valley Heights starts with the basketball. Cat Turb on the right wing, Wabunsee stays in his zone. Cat into the right corner to Maddie Vermenton. Now Youngerberg back out. Cat spots for a three. It's good. Good start to the second half for Valley Heights. Cat Turber with her first triple of the night. She's got six, and the lead the biggest of the night. It's up to 15. Mustangs led 15-2 to start this game and really have never looked back since then. While Muncie is trying to hang around and got it to single digits once, but that's about as close as they've come. Mackey in the corner. Dribbles to the wing. Ends it back out on top to Mesky. She gets a screen. Dribbles inside. Wurzberger again starting on the bench with those four fouls for Wabunsee. Shutter on the right elbow. Dribbles once. Gets double teamed. Now here's Madison, a jumper. Wide right. The rebound to Emma Turber. Here's Merck quickly in transition. Dribbles to the left wing. Feeds it off to Emma Turber to the foul line. Has the ball poked free, but it's into the hands of Cat. Down low to Emma on the right block. She spins. Faces. Goes up. Gets blocked, goes up again, missed it again. Fight for the rebound. Maddie Vermenton now with it. She'll spin, getting off to Emma, who flicks it up, but they're going to call a timeout as Coach Brockstrom is just going to reset things. He'll use his first. We'll take it with him. 6:43 to go, third quarter. 36-21, Valley Heights, 092.1 KMZA.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. If you would like a job that has benefits including health insurance, 401k plan, vacation and holiday pay, go to their website at kochandco.com to find details on how to apply for a job with them. Right now, they especially need truck drivers. Go to their website, kochandco.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer in Seneca and Hiawatha.
KMZA.
Out of the timeout, LA Heights on the inbound has the ball knocked back out of bounds. So now here's Maddie Vermetten to trigger it in with 6:40 to go in the third. Kicks it up on top to Kat Turber. She'll dribble the basketball to the right wing. Now into the left corner. Back inside, Emma Youngerberg. Out to Murr. Tries another triple. It's off the back rim. Rebound will go to Kara Havenstein of Wabunsee. Murk hit three threes in the first half. That one looked good. It's a little bit strong. Now Havenstein picks up the basketball. Free throw line, shutter, right side. Makey a three. It's off the back rim. Rebound tapped around, and Youngerberg's got it for Valley Heights. She'll kick it off to Murk. He'll dribble it across the timeline. 6:10 to go, third quarter. Maddie Vermetten in the right corner. Kicks it back out to Kat Turber, and they'll get a reach-in foul on Makey. That will be her first personal. First team foul on Wabunsee here in the second half. 6:04 to go. 36-21. Valley Heights leads here in the third quarter. Emma Youngerberg on the right block. Backs down. Shoots up over through contact. Another whistle. And the ball now loose on the floor. Cat's got it. Flips it off to Merck. She'll dribble to the baseline. Stop. Go up and under. Have it partially blocked. Got it back. Flips it up. Missed it again. And now the ball inside. Here's Youngerberg. She'll flick it up. Missed it again. But she'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. That is six shots from inside of 2 feet. Valley Heights has missed here in the last three possessions. We're going on Madison Havenstein. That will be her second. Youngerberg's free throw up and good. .507 from the line is Emma. Second one, good. Got them both. 8 for Youngerberg. Lead the biggest now of the night up to 17. 38-21, Valley Heights. 5:44 to go, third quarter. And they're going to bring Wurzberger back into the game with four fouls. I mean, at this point, you're down 17. If she fouls out, it is what it is, but you've got to be at least have your best players out there. Kara Appenstein drives in right hand. Layup is good. Kara with three. It's 38-23. Valley Heights, 5:28 to go, third quarter. Emma Turbo on the left block. Back out, Merck. One extra pass, Kat. She'll try it. Three. It's good. Second triple of the third quarter for Kat Turber. She's got nine. Man, when she catches the ball in rhythm, she has a pretty shot. 41-23, Valley Heights, 5:10 to go. Archberger out on top. Flicks it left side of the floor to Makey. Now Mezicki dribbles to the right elbow. Back right side to Kara. Now Shutter at the foul line. Rips through. Tries to go up and under. Just shoots over the top of the defense. It's short. Rebound to Kat Turber. And they'll get another reach-in foul on Makey. So that will be her second. And a third team foul on Wabunsee. 4:54 to go, third quarter. 41-23 Valley Heights. And they've got the basketball going from left to right. Mustangs in their home white uniforms here on their home floor. Emma Turber on the right block. Spins, shoots high off the window, banks it in. Five for Emma Turber and the lead up to 20 for Valley Heights with 4:35 to go in the third quarter. Kara Happenstein between the rings. Picks up her dribble, feeds it right side of the floor to Wurzberger. Now Kara, Shutter calling for it. They miss her. Now Wurzberger into the right corner to Makey. Wurzberger again. Flicks it left side to Mezicki. Now Happenstein. Back right side, Wurzberger, while Bunsey just playing catch, and Coach Keller is going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. It's a full timeout. 4:17 to go, third quarter. 43-23. Valley Heights leads by 20 on 92.1 KMZA.
Farmers Cooperative has been serving producers for over 117 years. Farmers Cooperative is constantly looking for ways to help their producers become more successful. Allow them to serve you with their quality people, products, and services. Farmers Cooperative would like to take this opportunity to say thank you for your business. And they're here to serve you with agronomy, feed, grain, lubricants, tires, and energy.
Investing in our owner's success.
Farmers Cooperative.
KMZA.
Welcome back here to Valley Heights High School. 4:17 to go, third quarter. It's 43-23. Valley Heights leads Wabunsee. Wabunsee will have the basketball here out of the timeout. We'll see if we can find the other game of interest here in Class 2A. Trago and Sterling in the top side here of these quarterfinal games. So far, we haven't seen a score yet. But here, under 4 minutes to go, 43-23, Valley Heights leads. Makey drives in, has the ball stripped free, but it's going to be tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Turber. So it'll be baseline out of bounds. Inside, Wurzberger, shot partially blocked. Gets it back, then blocked out of bounds again by Youngerberg. Looks like Sterling trails 25-19 at halftime. That's a big score. Back out on top. Here with the basketball. Is Messi down low to Shutter. She'll shoot high off the window and bank it in. That's a really tough shot. Shutter has 15. And brings it back to an 18-point deficit with 3:30 to go in the third quarter. Maddie Vermenton inside to Emma Turber. She'll back down, shoot high off the window and bank it in again. 7 for Emma Turber, and it's back to 20. 45-25, 3:18 to go, third quarter. Right side of the floor, Makey up on top, Wurzberger. Left side to Messicki. Her three is off the back rim, no good. Rebounded, yanked away by Maddie Vermenton. Now numbers the other way, a 5-on-4. Emma Turber to Maddie. Now back on top to Merck. She'll dribble it back out and reset and give it off to the right wing to Maddie Vermenton. Emma Turber at the foul line. Back right side of Vermenton. Down low, Youngerberg spins, shoots, and gets hit on the arm and fouled. And if it's on Wurzberger, that's number 5. If it's on Shutter, that's number 4. And it's on Wurzberger. That will be number 5. So Wurzberger will check out of this game. Did not score tonight. And she fouls out with 2:48 to go in the third quarter. So again, quick score update. Sterling trail Trago 25-19 at the half. Sterling was 22-1 going into tonight, but Sterling again down by 6 at intermission. Emma Youngerberg to the free throw line, nails the first. And now our second is on the way. It is good. So 10 for Youngerberg, 47-25. The lead is 22, the biggest of the night for Valley Heights, with 2:42 to go, third quarter. Left of the head of the circle, up on top. Into the right corner to Kara Happenstein. Messicki, Shutter, left side, Makey, drives in, stops, puts up a shot that's blocked away by Youngerberg, but they're going to call a foul. Coach Brockstrom yells at Kat Turber and says that it's going to go on Youngerberg, but Kat, that's your foul, saying she needs to get down and play in a defensive stance, but Emma does pick up her fourth. Into the free throw line, our first one is rattled in. I can make you this. She is 5 foot tall, listed in the program, and just a freshman. She has zero fear whatsoever. Second free throw is wide right. The rebound to Turber, and she'll bring it the other way. 2:25 to go, third quarter. It's 47-26, Valley Heights. Maggie Turber with the basketball on the left wing. Wabunsee now in a man-to-man. Emma Turber out on top. Feeds it right on the floor to Merck, and they're going to get a three-second in the lane violation. Calling on Vermenton. That'll be turnover number 6 on Valley Heights. So 2:13 to go in the third. It's 47-26. Madison, right side of the head of the circle. To Meske. Now dribbling the back out on top is Meske, but she gets in trouble and gets it off to Kara Happenstein. Kara now in trouble. Back out on top, Madison. Left side of the floor, Meske. And she'll dribble it out on top, guarded by Cat. 1:45 to go, third quarter. Kara right of the front court. Feeds it inside to Madison, and she'll flick it up and in. Emma Turber went for a steal, didn't get it, and Madison Happenstein has her first point of the evening. 47-28, Valley Heights, 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Now a ball inside, nearly stolen away, but it's into the hands of Emma Turber out on top. Merck now on the left of the end of the circle. Back to Maggie, right wing, into the right corner to Emma. She'll hand it off to Kat. Kat in the middle of the lane, flicks it back left side to Merck. Pumps on a three. Drives in, pull-up 10-footer is partially blocked. Maddie Rementon's there, and she'll put it up with the left hand, missed it. Got it back and gets fouled, and that's number four on Shutter. Shutter picks up number four, so we've got 1:08 to go in the third quarter. Maddie Rementon to the free throw line, her first one is good. One more for Maddie, who's 53% from the line. She's 2 of 3 so far tonight. She got them both. So 5 for Maddie Vermenton, 49-28, Valley Heights, 1:08 to go, third quarter. The backcourt with the basketball is Meske. Guarded by Maggie. Here comes a double team. She'll dribble through it. Now still in the backcourt. Finally gets it off to Happenstein. That was nearly a 10-second call. Now Shutter, right-hand layup, and she got smacked on the arm. And she'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. Oh, no, Delana Merck. Oh, no. Merck is down at center court, favoring her right knee. And she is putting absolutely zero weight on it as they try to help her off the floor. She was trying to help trap in the backcourt. So that'll definitely be something to watch. Merck, it's her right knee that she's favoring. So Shutter the line, her first free throw is good. Merck's such a promising freshman. She's got 13 points tonight. Shutter's second. No, they're going to call a lane violation. So, wipe that off. The lead is 20 for Valley Heights, 49-29, with 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. Cat Turber to the middle of the lane. Stops, spins, shoots up a shot, and rattles it home. Tough shot by Cat Turber, but she's in the double figures now with 11. 51-29, the 22-point lead for Valley Heights with 38 seconds to go in the third quarter. And left wing with the basketball is Meske. Now Kara Happenstein, back to the free throw line, Shutter. She'll spin, kick it left side. To Meske, a three on the way, is too strong. It'll go into the corner, go out of bounds, into Valley Heights basketball. 20.8 to go, third quarter. The lead is 22. Valley Heights with the basketball back. It'll be Abigail Steinford who checked in from her, dribbling off the floor. Inside the middle lane, Maggie spits up a shot that's short. Fight for the rebound is yanked away by Kara Happenstein, and she'll bring it up the floor with 10 seconds to go. Crosses the timeline at 6. All the way to the elbow, into the right wing. They're called offensive foul. Pushing off on Kara Happenstein. That'll be her third. And Valley Heights will have it back. 3.9 to go. Steinford to trigger it in. Gets it in. To Cash. He'll try a half-court shot that's short and it'll go out of bounds. And that'll be the end of quarter number three. Three quarters in the books. It's been all Valley Heights tonight. The Mustangs 51, while Buncee 29. We'll come back with the final 8 minutes here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
With winter behind us, the next thing on your agenda will be planting. To prevent downtime, you can rely on Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer. With 6 locations between Kansas and Nebraska, we give you access to fully trained technicians, always ready to check your equipment and get you ready for the busy upcoming months. Bring in your machinery now and take advantage of our inspection programs. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Fuel and propane delivered to you. That's one of the many services of Wankland Oil Company. Let their family serve yours with Sinclair Diesel. Gas or propane you need at your location. Competitive prices and great service is what Wankland Oil has been delivering in this area since 1926. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklandoil.com or give them a call in Frankfort at 785-292-4710. Wankland Oil Company, headquartered in Frankfort, where they've had the energy since 1926.
KMZA.
Start of the fourth quarter. It's 51-29, Valley Heights, and right away a near steal. Falling to the floor is Madison half of time, but Muncie will hold on to it. Shutter on the block. Spins. Kicks it back left side to Makey. Now up on top in the middle of the lane, Shutter spins, faces up, forces up a shot, gets hit on the arm and fouled. That will go on Emma Turber. That will be just her first. And we'll send Shutter to the free throw line, where she is 4 of 6 on the evening. First free throw is good. Shutter's problem a couple times tonight. She jumps when she shoots her free throw, and a couple of times she's had her feet go over the stripe. But she makes both free throws here, and so it is warranted a couple times a lane violation. Shutter with 18 of the 31 for Muncie, 7:30 to go, 51-31 Valley Heights. Maddie Vermette into the right corner. Dribbles inside, stops, puts up a shot, and she traveled before the shot. I don't see Merck, yeah, they got Merck still on the bench. She's got some ice on her knee. At this point, if you're Valley Heights, you just hope that she's okay. If the Mustangs can hold on here in this one and move on to Friday. Muncie with the basketball. This is Meskey on the left wing. She'll dribble the baseline, kick it back on top to Madison. Now Makey inside of Kira half. Time of the ball stolen away by Vermette. Turnover number 11 for Muncie. Cat Turber in the left corner. Out to Steifer, back to Cat. Cat dribbles in the middle lane, lost it, got it back, throws it up at M. Before that, they're going to call a foul. So it'll be baseline out of bounds for Valley Heights. That'll be on Mikey. Here it'll be her third. And it will send Cat Turber to the free throw line for a 1-1. Cat 1-for-1 tonight, 63% on the year, and she drills the free throw to earn the bonus. Under 7 minutes to go, Cat's second free throw is too strong. The Shutter will yank down the rebound. The lead is 21 for Valley Heights. We've got 6:50 to go in the game. Up on top of the basketball. Now here's Madison Havenstein in the left corner to Meskey. Down low to Kara. On the block, kicks it back out. Madison, she'll try an elbow jumper. It's in and out. Rebound by Cat Turber, and she'll bring it the other way for Valley Heights. Cat across the timeline. Kicks it up ahead to Maddie. Down low to Emma Turbo on the left block. She'll spin, face up, shoot up a shot that's short. The rebound taken by Shutter. Now she has it nearly stolen away, but it's into the hands of Kara Appenstein. She'll kick it up ahead to Masaki. Now the ball poked free and nearly saving it in was Maggie Turber. But instead, she steps on the baseline. So it will be Wabunsee basketball. 6:20 to go in the game. 52-31. Wabunsee trails by 21, but they've got the basketball. Inside a Shutter on the block. She'll spin, face up, shoot off the window, and bank it in. She's got a huge game tonight. Shutter's got 20 of the 33 for Wabunsee. And now Wabunsee showing pressure. Mikey in the backcourt picks up her fourth. She now has 4 fouls. And it will send Cat Turber back to the free throw line. This will be another 1-1 with 6:10 remaining. Cat just went 1-2. Her free throw is good. So she earns the bonus once again. And she'll shoot one more. And she got it. So 14 for Cat, 54-33, Valley Heights, 6:05 to go. Kara Appenstein up on top to Madison, into the left corner to Mikey. Now Mikey into the corner, up on top, Shutter. Faces up, kicks it back right side to Kara. Now Mikey dribbles in the middle of the lane, brings it back out. Valley Heights has played great defense tonight, and Coach Keller is going to take another timeout. We'll take the break once again. 5:40 to go in the game. Valley Heights leads by 21 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lucky for you, our internet is faster than a leprechaun. St. Patrick's Day is one of the highlights of March, with its lively celebration featuring leprechauns, shamrocks, and all things green. Blue Valley hopes you have fun. Whether there's Irish blood in your veins or just Irish spirit in your heart, you'll feel like doing a jig if you upgrade your internet connection to faster speeds. Improve your experience with streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and more. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
KMZA.
.540 to go in the game. 54-33. Valley Heights leads by 21. And it'll be Wabunsee who will have the basketball here out of the timeout. It'll be Kara Haffenstein to trigger it in from the sideline. Taya Smith into the game for the first time for Valley Heights. A 5'7 sophomore replaces Maggie Turber. And we'll get a bump foul right away on Smith. That will be her first, and it will be just team foul number 4. So now it's again Kara Haffenstein. She'll trigger into the backcourt to Maggie. Ivy across the timeline. The defense by Cat. Ivy still with the basketball. Dribbles inside. Stops, scoops up a shot with the right hand. It's no good, but they're going to call a foul on Emma Turber. Coach Brockstrom can't believe it. And Emma will pick up her second. It'll send Mikey to the free throw line where she's 1-for-2 tonight. First free throw is wide left. Now one more. And it's good. 7 for Mikey, 5:25 to go in the game. It's 54-34 Valley Heights. Little pressure, Steinfurt up ahead, Smith. She'll dribble the baseline, stop, force up a shot. It's blocked away by Shutter. It's taken by Wabunsee. Here's Kara Haffenstein across the timeline. Here will hand off to the right wing to Conrad. Kaylin just came in for a couple of minutes early in the game. Now she's back in there. And here's now Meske into the right corner. Off to Kara Appenstein. She's in trouble. Shutter now. Dribbles to the baseline. Spins. Picks it up on top. Conrad. Left elbow jumper is good. That's a 3 from the top of the key by Conrad. She's got 5, and it's 54-37 Valley Heights. 4:40 to go. Emma Turber on the left baseline. Spins the pass up to Kat Turber. Now Maddie Rebenton in the right corner. Maddie again in the corner, gets a screen, dribbles in the middle of the lane, stops, tries to feed a ball inside, but it's just free by Shutter and taken by Meseki Elvabunti. That's turnover number 8 for Valley Heights. 4:18 to go in the game. Into the right corner. Mikey with the basketball. Dribble handoff to Conrad. She'll stop on the elbow, feeds to Shutter, spins, shoots over her right shoulder and rattles it home. 22 for Lauren Shutter, and it's all of a sudden a 15-point game with 4 minutes to go. Emma Turber hands it off to Cat on the right wing, and that's going to prompt Coach Brockstrom to bring Emma Youngerberg back into the contest. He was trying to let her rest the rest of this game, but with it being down to 15, he'll have to bring her back in. Cat dribbles it inside, gets it off to Emma Turber. Her shot's blocked away by Shutter. Now a fight for the rebound. We're going to jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Valley Heights. Maggie Turber back into the game for Smith. Youngerberg back in for Steifer. Here's Maddie Vermette to trigger it in. Kicks it in to Emma Turber on the right blocker. Shot short. Youngerberg there with a rebound. She'll stick it up. She missed it. There's Maddie Vermette. Her shot no good. Youngerberg again missed another one. Got it back and finally puts it up and in. Five misses on the inside, but finally Emma Youngerberg is there to clean it up. She's got 12. And now they'll get a bump foul on Maddie Vermette, which will be number 3, 16 foul. 8:24 to go, 56-39. And now we'll Buncee with the basketball. Conrad, inside shutter. It's double-teamed. Conrad, top of the key, three, no. Rebound to Youngerberg. She'll give it off to Cat. 3:10 to go. Valley Heights with a 17-point lead. Maggie, now Cat. Elbow to Emma into the right corner of Youngerberg. Emma drives in, stops, puts up from 6 feet. It's no good, but that's going to be number 5 on Lauren Shutter. Shutter picks up her 5th. That'll end her night. She ends her junior campaign with 22 points here in the state quarterfinals. What a game. What a player. She's going to be really good next year. 22 big ones this evening. She fouls out with 2:57 to go. Emma Youngerberg at the foul line. Her first free throw is nothing but nylon. She's now made 5 consecutive free throws. She's 9 of 11. And she misses the second. Emma Torber, chops it out of bounds. So 2:55 to go while Buncee with the basketball back, trailing 57-39. Valley Heights now going to drop back into a 2-3 zone. First time we've seen this tonight, and this is a chance to work on something a little bit different that they haven't seen many times this year. Havenstein nearly has the ball poked free. Conrad on the right wing. Back out Kara. She'll dribble to the wing, all the way to the baseline. Get bumped. Think of a shot off the feet of Youngerberg. Now the ball loose on the floor. Fought for, and Wabunsey's got it. Conrad out near the center circle. 2:20 to go. Left side of the floor of the basketball. Then Alyssa Wright, a 5-3 sophomore to the game for the first half for Wabunsey. She turns it over. Cat server off to Maggie. She'll drive left lane. Last stop, scoop a shot off the window. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. It's yanked away by Wabunsee. Back up the other way. Ball just tapped out of bounds by Youngerberg as they were trying to get it up ahead to Mikey. Harley Masakia, 5'2 freshman, back into the game for Wabunsee. Taya Smith. Abigail Steifer back in for Emma Youngerberg and Emma Turber. Well, their nights are likely over with 2:07 to go. Kara Appenstein to trigger it in. Gets into the left corner to Meske. She'll dribble to the middle of the lane. Pick up a shot with the right hand, and it's good. Good strong take by Meske, the freshman. I was thinking about Wabunsee. They're playing these freshmen here tonight. All it's going to do is make them even better as they become upperclassmen. Maddie Vermette spins, faces up, kicks it out. Cat, a 3. Wide left. Offensive rebound, Smith. She'll follow it up and in. Taya Smith has her first points of the night. It's 59-41. Valley Heights, as we've got 1:35 to go. And now a reach-in foul is going to be called on Maggie Turber. That will be her first, and it will send Kara Appenstein to the free throw line for a 1-1. Havenstein, 1 of 2 tonight. Her free throw is good. So she earns the bonus. And now Kaylee Scala, a 5'9 sophomore, will come into the game for Valley Heights to replace Maggie Turber. Second free throw by Havenstein. Dens off the back of the rim and falls through. So she's got 5, 59-43, Valley Heights. 95 seconds to go. Cat server across the timeline. Gets it off to Smith. She'll hold on to it. Give it back to Cat on the left wing. She'll dribble the baseline. Lost it. Tried to save it in, but it's stolen away. That's turnover number 9 for Valley Heights. Metzke all the way to the baseline. Forces up a shot that's partially blocked and taken by Mally Heights. Picked up ahead. Kat Turber drives in. Gets hammered on the arm and fouled. And she'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. John Ryan will pick up the foul. That'll be her first. And we'll send Maggie Turber to the free throw line. Kat is 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Her first free throw is too strong. Mila Crowder, a 5'2 junior, now into the game for Valley Heights. Kara Appenstein also out of the game. Metzke out of the game as well for Wapuntsie. Overing in Hadley Diefenbrock. And Casey Metzke, a 5'8 freshman. One more for Kat. And she got it. So 15 for Kat Turber. She'll come out of the game. Also, we'll see for Valley Heights. There was 105 to go. It's 60-43. Amelia Crowder will pick up the foul. That'll be her first. I will send Annalisa Wright to the free throw line for a 1-1. First trip to the night. To the line tonight for Wright. Her free throw high arcing is short. Rebound yanked away by Valley Heights. Crowder up ahead, lost the basketball, dives on the floor. Here's Smith now with it. Crowder back between the rings. Feeds it off to Schuyler on the near forecourt. 45 seconds to go. Crowder back out Smith. 40 seconds remaining. Smith now picks it up, feeds to the baseline. Back out on top. Schuyler straight away, three, wide right. Rebound will go to Conrad of Wapuntsie, and she'll bring it the other way. Conrad now in the backcourt, gets double-teamed. Flicks it up ahead to Heidemann. Here's a three that's airballed into the hands of Rebecca Stolzlatz. 13 seconds to go. Stolzlatz now has a shot blocked away into the hands, and a foul as Hadley Dupenbrock gets fouled. She'll go to the free throw line for two shots with 10.2 to go. Free throw is too strong. Sterling ends up coming back to beat Drago 57-43. Drago led by 6 at the half. Diefenbrock makes the second. As Valley Heights can dribble it out, the Mustangs headed back to Manhattan. Last year, got their season cut short in the semifinals of the state tournament. Not this year. Valley Heights back at 2A State. They'll play in the semifinals coming up on Friday night. Final score, Valley Heights 60, Wapuntsie 44. We'll take a post-game timeout. We'll come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over. Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Pay back friends and family with Zelle and the banking app you already use. Community Express Banking now offers access to Zelle, whether you are sending a birthday gift to a grandchild or reimbursing a friend. Use Zelle, which is included in your mobile banking app. Send money directly from your account to theirs, typically in minutes when both users are already enrolled. This is how money moves. Community National Bank. Community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find, standard door, won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber and Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, Classic, Uniquely Yours, and Cabrio. All doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Chris Seymour, owner agent of Be Outdoors Real Estate. I got in the real estate market because I was already working with a lot of buyers and sellers, and just kind of following my passion with the outdoors, it just made sense to go get a license and further that and help other people. Our website, beoutdoors.com. Design is state-of-the-art. It's in-house. We create it. We are up-to-date in technology. We're motivated. We're up-to-date with social media. Other companies just kind of stagnant. They haven't changed. We're just not going to settle and be stagnant. Beoutdoors.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
FM KMZA.
In the Valley Heights High School, we've reached the final of this girls' Class 2A state quarterfinal matchup. Valley Heights moves on 60-44. The winners over Waubunsee. Joining us now, Jordan Brockschmidt, head coach of the Mustangs. And coach, you got to start with this. How's Delana Merck?
She tweaked her knee a little bit. We don't quite know what it is. Anytime a kid goes down with a knee, you almost hope it's an ankle, but anytime a kid goes down holding their knee, a little worrisome, especially a starter and a contributor like she's been. She plays like more than a freshman. I mean, she's a beast, and she's a battler. And so hopefully whatever's bothering her, she can battle through.
Yeah, tonight 13 points for her. She had three big threes tonight. That kind of got your girls going there. She had all 13 of those in the first half. What did you see from her? Is it just one of those stepping up, being confident?
She has really come a long ways within the last month. I mean, she turned into a completely different player. We joke with her a lot and say, you're not a freshman anymore, you're a sophomore. And she's been playing like that the last month. And I think a little bit of through freshman year is about building confidence, and she's hit her stride, and especially shooting. You know, being a year, you're always yelling at your good shooters, shoot, 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 shoot. And when they're freshmen, they're a little more hesitant, but once she got that confidence, it really changed her game.
Yeah, this game, your girls get out to a 15-2 lead early on. It looked like it was kind of going to be a rote race, but obviously, Waubunsee with a couple of really good players, Lauren Shutter being one of them. She had 22 tonight. Found trouble a little bit for both of their post players. Is that a concerted effort for you going into this game to really go right at those two?
It was. I think our post play is an advantage for us, and it is for them. So rather than shy away from it like teams might do, that, you know, their posts could probably intimidate some girls, we were decided we're going to go big on big and go right at them. And we weren't going to kind of shy away from that, and that's what we tried to do. That's part of the game plan.
So overall, were you pretty pleased with tonight's effort? I mean, obviously a 60-44 win, that's exactly what you wanted here to start the quarterfinals. You're back in Manhattan, but was this kind of a picture-perfect game for you and the girls right now?
Yeah, this was a great game. I mean, we came out with a lot of energy and really battled, and, you know, this game should have been at Bramlage. It absolutely should have been. And you want that for your kids. You want that for your young kids to get a taste of it, so it's kind of a culture builder, kind of a program builder. And we were determined to get there, and now we can go get on that floor. The young kids can kind of see what it's like, and that can be something that builds momentum for years to come.
Again, joining us now, Jordan Brockschmidt, head coach of the Valley Heights Mustangs. And, coach, you look ahead here. Now you head into the semifinals coming up on Friday. Sterling will be the one seed. They did pick up the win tonight. They were trailing by 6 at halftime, come back to win that game. So they'll be the number one seed. You'll be the 2 seed. What do you look at here for Friday? Obviously, I know it's quick here out of the win you just had, but what do you look at here coming up Friday?
You know, first off, commenting on that one, that game, that Sterling Joaquin Trago game. I mean, that's a one seed. That's a one seed playing a three seed. That should not happen in the first round of games, in my opinion. Probably in everybody's opinion.
Right.
But that should not be happening. So you hate to see one of those great teams in a hard fought battle go home. They probably are very deserving of being at Bramlage as well. So you hate to see that. I don't know who we play yet. I guess we're going to be, we should be the two seed based on our, they have more wins than us. So we'll play a three seed. We'll find out who it is. I don't know yet. And be scrounging around for film. I don't know about the other teams in 2A right now. Honestly, I've been so focused on the next game. And we'll see what that is. Try to scrounge some film together and see what we can do to scheme against them.
So now you're in the back of the same situation you were last year, back in the Final Four. Obviously, everybody knows how last year ended with your girls not having a chance to even play in the semifinals. Does that make it maybe a little bit more, I wouldn't say important, but just a little bit more meaningful for the girls here now getting to play, hopefully, on Friday? I guess, obviously, we never know until the game starts.
I absolutely think it means a lot. I think our girls have been hungry, and they have not forgotten about last season. And I think that's been something that's motivated them all year. They wanted to get back at Bramlage, and we're gonna get that opportunity. And this year, it looks like we're going to get it played out. So we'll see where we go. I mean, from a coaching standpoint, I've been thinking about last year's seniors a lot this last week, thinking of what should have been for them, how the things should have ended for them. And they've been on my mind a lot. So I think in a lot of ways, our girls are playing for them, too. And we're just going to try to make it right and see where the cards fall.
Looking like it's going to be Garden Plain or Mound Ridge. You're coming up on Friday, obviously. Whoever the opponent is, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. But congratulations on the big win tonight. Thank you for taking the time, and we'll see you in Manhattan on Friday.
Awesome. Excited. Thank you.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Again, that's Jordan Broxman, head coach of the Valley Heights Mustangs. Let's take another timeout. We'll come back with a final stat here on 92.1 KNCA.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back one final time here to Valley Heights High School. Again, final score, this girls 2A quarterfinal game, Valley Heights 60, Wabunsee 44. Valley Heights girls back into the semifinals of 2A state for the second consecutive year as they await the opponent. If Pittsburgh St. Mary's Colgan beat Breen Academy tonight, it'll be St. Mary's Colgan who Valley Heights will get in the semifinals on Friday. But if Breen Academy pulled that off, it'll be either Mound Ridge or Garden Plain for the Valley Heights girls on Friday. We don't know the time. It'll either be at 3 o'clock or 7 o'clock. That's what we do know. But make sure you check out MSCSports.net and also on Twitter at Kansaland Sports as well. We'll have updates there for the Valley Heights girls. We'll obviously have the game, too, here on 92.1 KMZA. Looking at the final totals, we'll start with Valley Heights. They had 9 turnovers, hit 5 threes here tonight, led in scoring by Kat Turber, who had 15, 13 apiece for Emma Youngeberg and Delana Merck. Obviously, as Coach Proxman mentioned, we hope Delana Merck is okay and she's good to go here coming up on Friday, a big piece starting player for Valley Heights. Emma Turber added 7, 5 apiece for Maggie Turber and Maddie Vermetten, and 2 for Taya Smith. The Mustangs are now 21-1 on the year and move on to the semifinals coming up on Friday. Well, Muncie, meanwhile, they end their year with a record of 9-15. They were led in scoring by Lauren Shutter. She had 22 points to lead all scorers tonight. She ended her junior season with a big night. She'll be back next year. Should be a really, really good player, one of the better players in 2A coming up next season. Taryn Mikey had 7, 5 for Kaylin Conrad and Kara Havenstein, 2 for Carly Messicki, a single free throw for Hadley Diepenbrock, and 2 points for Madison Havenstein again, while Buncey ends the year at 9-15. Set to pick our player to break off, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank of Onega. Let's see tonight. Who do we want to be? I'm actually going to go with Delaina Merck. She had 13 big ones in the first half, hit three threes. That got Valley Heights off to a really good start. And also, we wish her the best if she had that knee injury there in the third quarter. So, Delaina Merck, she will be our player of the game. So, again, final score tonight, Valley Heights 60, while Buncee 44. Again, make sure you check out MSCSports.net for scores of other games around the area. Also, updated brackets and everything to get you caught up here on State Tournament Week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. But, again, final score tonight, Valley Heights 60, while Buncee 44. And for Kirk Gilman taking care of us back in the studios, I'm Johnny Kane. Have a good night, everybody.